יצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון. רש"י במסדם לא היה צורך לכתוב אלו וילך חרון. Was enough to write that he went to Choron. Lamo history yitziyosoi. Vayelech Yaakov Choron. Why does to say that he went out in Be'er Sheva? Rashi says, Magid sheyitziyas tzadik oyso roisho. Magid sheyitziyas tzadik oyso roisho. The Besalevi says a gewaldic word, pshat. Oh, this week from the Aloha Velevisha, we are the Besalevi. Besalevi says when a person goes, sometimes a person goes because he wants to leave. He doesn't want to be in the place that he is. Sometimes a person leaves because he wants to be in the place that he's going to. It's two reasons. Here was two reasons. He left because he wanted to run away from Esav. Vayetze mi Be'er Sheva. Abi need to be in Be'er Sheva. Just not to be here. It's bombs. He's running away. He just doesn't want to be here. There was another reason. His father told him, you have to go to Lavan to find the Shidduch. So it was Vayele Chorono. It's like two things are happening here. It's not right to write Vayele Chiyakov Chorono. Because this is not what is happening here, Vayele Charono. What is happening here is happening a double thing. It's happening here, Vayetze Yaakov. It's happening here that Yaakov is leaving because he doesn't want to be in Be'er Sheva. He's scared. And he wants to be in Choron. He says, the Givaldi Kazachi B'Salevi. He says, Medurik in the Pasuk in the end of last parsha. Vayishma Yaakov El Oviv Ve'El Imoy. Chofchez Zayin. Vayishma Yaakov el Oviv ve'el Imoy.
Is run away. El Oviv to go to Choron.
Yaakov was doing two different zachen here. This vayeitze vayelech. So this parsha is taken made from two different zachen. It's from vayeitze Yaakov vayelech Choron. Stipler said that this is not bizarre when you go to yeshiva today. There's two reasons you go to yeshiva. One way is not to be in the street. And another reason is to steig. But he says, even if you're not steiging, is a reason to be in yeshiva. It's not only you come to yeshiva to learn. It's not to be in the street. The street is dangerous. Pusik is mamshich, vayishkav b'mokim mahu. Vayishkav b'mokim mahu. What is vayishkav b'mokim mahu? So it says like this. Lashon haPusik is. This parsha is no end. ויצא יעקב בשוע וילך חרון ויפגע במוקים ההוא. זה הגדרה שלא יזכיר באיזה מוקים, אלא מוקים הנזכר הר המאיריו. ויולן שום כי בוא השמש. ויולן שום כי בוא השמש. וישכב במוקים ההוא. וישכב שום לא שין מיות באויס מוקים שוחר. אבל יודלת שונים ששימש בביס עבר לא ישוחר בלילה שיועסק בתאירה. יעקב learned for 14 years the first time he went to sleep. So בעצם רשי in the end of the last רשי in the last parsha has a big figure how יעקב 14 years are missing in the life of יעקב, and רשי says that he went to learn. And when you read this parsha, hopefully we'll manage. These psukim are so full. We'll try. His father is sending him to go to find the shidduch. He goes 14 years to learn. Vos bit kibud avayim.
was mit kibud avayim. He told you to go to find the shiluch. So some say, he told him to go to Lavan. By Lavan, on 14 years in this medrash, you can't survive. So it's hechshel mitzvah. It's beidna, lo beidna, but it's hechshel mitzvah. But he has to do a kibud av, but you can't do it without preparing yourself a beis eiva. It's better than what I want to say, but I want to say it different. Bosh, I heard this nusach, but it's more tifa, more mirash. His father told him to go to be making klal Yisrael. His father need him to marry a lady. To marry a lady, we have a lot of nois knan. His father told him, yeah, but these are cheap. I need you to be mamshich klal Yisrael. You go to Choron, to Lavan Arosho. There, inside the garbage, is a diamond. And that diamond could be mamshich klal Yisrael. This is the reason his father sent him there. Not because his father said he's already older. Yes, Hamachdal, he needs a shidduch. His father felt, I want you to be mamshich klal Yisrael. I said, hey, mamshich klal Yisrael. On 14 years, Beis Medrash, Mekadesh mamshich klal Yisrael. The tzibur was not marriage. The tzibur was hamshochas klal Yisrael. It's not a hechshel mitzvah. It's a mitzvah alein. This is his father told him. He didn't tell him, marry this lady. He told him, be sure to be making klal Yisrael. But he said, a message. Yaakov ishtom yoshev aholim. The whole time he sits and learns, no. So what, he has to go to Beis Medrash now? Fashteinish, I understand. To go to Lavan Arosh, klal Yisrael, you need to prepare Beis Medrash. Yevonis ba'alpe. On them you can't shmach klal Yisrael. Fashteich. But he was Yaakov ishtom yoshev aholim. So what happened to the Yaakov ishtom yoshev aholim? The Teretz is, you could learn all of your life, but for making klal Yisrael, for steiging, is not in Beis Medrash. Not in Beis Medrash. You can, guys, but I sit in Dushinsky. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. I go to Macha. It doesn't help. I learn in Gemara in his house. It doesn't help. I learn in my bed. Yeah, all the answers. I learned my dear. Yaakov sat and learned Ishtom Yoshev Aholim about Abis Medrash. Because it doesn't sound anything. What is so important? Me a meim shel aviseinu leiposkom em yeshiva. Very interesting. This message, I think, is a very important message. So why not everyone speaks about it? Why not every Chumashir, every Magichir speaks about it? Could be, I never went to no one else. Yeah? Why no one speaks about it? The answer is, it's very interesting. We have Chumash Bereishis full with stories, down to detail. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, down to detail. Everything. These 14 years are not mentioned that he sat and learned. 14 years are missing. No, where he was, no, he stopped learned, yeah? That's the guy, I wish that I learned. He's missing 14 years of the life of Yaakov. What? Yaakov is learning, yeah, what else he's doing? Why did they? Chumash Bereishis is not a history book. Chumash Bereishis is to teach us the Mesoiro, how all these stories, Maisa Ovo Simon Levonim. Why such a story is not a headline? What? Pshita doesn't help. Pshita is not enough. Such a message had to be Vayelech Yaakov. So I know the people that answer quickly answer, okay, he was hiding there, yeah, because Esav could not find him, yeah. So it's hidden. He was hiding, yeah. Esav could find him. I mean, the pastor can't say it because Esav could find him. But I think I think it's different. When you go to learn, you hide. The Chofetz Chaim says, "Odom ki yomus ba'oyel ein divreteir miskayim elo b'mishem meimis atzmoi." What is meimis atzmoi? Someone calls your husband is home. No, he's dead. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Then you can become a Talmid Chacham. He's dead. I'm dead. So he says, if it's hard for you to feel that you're dead, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Say I'm going to die in 2 hours. Very important." I'm going to die in 2 hours. I just want to learn something before I die. You need to speak to me? You gotta say it's okay, right? This has to be a way you answer people. You available? So the guy sits in Seder. You see all the flies come over to disturb him. He's going to die in 2 hours. He wants to say Vidu. You really have to tell him exactly what you did last summer on the third day in the camp. What you're going to cook supper in 2 days in the Dira. Adam kiyamus ve'oyer. En divreteyem miskaimim elo b'mishem meimis atzmoy. The message is, no, Yaakov was unavailable. He disappeared. This was the learning. Rashi says, Vayishka b'mokem ayu, he didn't go into bed. This is the learning of yeshiva that changes a person. A person sometimes doesn't understand why I'm not managing to have that mailah. Why I don't have this mailah. I also want this mailah. But you're not disappeared. Haim is a sick generation. Not only that he's not disappeared, he doesn't shut his phone. So it vibrates. It's considered not shut, yeah? Not only that the bad people will have to come into Beis Medrash, someone needs him from all over the world, from Japan to China, they could call him in the middle and leave him a message. You see the guy them running out the middle of Seder, yeah? At first I thought maybe something is burning in his pocket, yeah? See, he's holding his pocket, he's running. I didn't chop. People hold packets and run out. And I chopped. Never, the guy never learned the whole Seder. His phone is available. He's not in Beis Medrash. This Yaakov did the whole time. He sat by Yaakov in the house, Ishtam Yoshev Olim. But when people needed, they walked in. Then he went to hide, Nitman, in Beis Shem Ve'eva. And our Dodi Yitzhore, he can't stop the Bate Midrashes. Such a beautiful Beis Medrash like we have here. Beautiful. Amazing. How you could stop it? Friday, full. Beis Medrash is full. How you stop such a Malkum Torah? So much people learning in such a cold Torah. Not two or three people, hundreds. So he managed to take everyone out. He puts everyone a phone in their pocket. No one is in Beis Medrash. They're different shuls. They sit near each other. There's no nitman b'beis shem ve'eva. The learning has to be a nitman bebei shem ve'eiver. When it's a nitman bebei shem ve'eiver, then we have the atzlocha. I say to everyone, if you're a balabas, and you're not in Beis Medrash, you go to Yudaf Ayomi, close the black. Not saying the whole name, because the Rabbanim say, who said you're allowed to have it? Yeah? But close it for the hour of the learning. For the hour of the learning, close it. But what if someone needs me? Seder. So you're not going to be smedrash. That sloche of learning is complete. Yaakov, to be making klal Yisrael 14 years without sleeping. Nitma bebei shem ve'evel. This is that sloche. And this is the message to us. Everyone wants to be making his house, his ruchnius, his hemshech in the chain. Nitman bebei shem ve'eva. I'm telling you, it's bodu kumenusa. I'm telling you on myself. The time that I learned the b'chinas nitman, I find my tmoinim. The time that I learned not the b'chinas nitman, Esav meets me. This is the metzias. Shmuzalman Auerbach had a special apartment. He would lock the door and sit there for 10 hours a day. No one knew where it is. He even didn't let no one to come to clean. He cleaned himself there. No one walks into that place. This is the Atzloche. Vayivga b'mokim vayolen shom kivo ha-shemesh. ויקח מאבני המוקים ויוסי מראשי סוף וישקע במוקים ההוא. So Rashi said he made himself from the stones a gate. התחילו מריבו איזו עם זו. זו אמר אסאולי יניח צדיק אסרוי שוי. וזו אמר אסאולי מיד עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא אבן אחס. וזהו שנאמר ויקח את האבן אשר סומר אשוי סוף. זה סתם הוויץ ומונזר ראש ישיבה. זה היה גזונט. I said this witz yesterday in the Achikale. He said that Hashem made a nest, all the stones got one stone, right? If Hashem already is making a nest, it can't turn to a pillow. So, Kozman, he's there in the middle of the desert. He doesn't have a pillow, he takes a stone. All the stones are fighting. Hashem made a nest, all the stones already become one stone. No, as we march in a nest, make it to be a pillow. Not a kasha. The stones, Rashi says, was not for a pillow. The stones were really a mazav to protect them from the animals. Adam Novadik explains, and it helps. You put stones around your head so the animals can't eat your head, so they eat your toes. You die the same thing. If someone takes off your foot, you die. Everything comes up. Zog da alta min avardok is a chiyuv ishtadlis. I heard from my great grandmother, she was the daughter of the alta min avardok. She told me once she was sitting, she was a kid, 7 years old, 9 years old, was in Siberia, heavy snow meters. And the alta was sitting and learning. 12 o'clock by night, and the candle finished, and he couldn't sit and learn. So he called and he said, Sala, come, we need a candle. She said, we need a candle. She said, yeah, it's 12 o'clock by night. He said, yeah, we need a candle to learn. They put on the coats, freezing cold, and they walk out. They want one step, they walk out of the house, and the guy comes over after you want to buy candles. And the altar buys a candle and he goes back home and he puts on the candle. She told me, but did you have a uvda? I was 7 years old when I asked her that story. But she told me that she was 90 then. But she told me when she was 7 years old, that story happened with her. Dahinu, bitochen mit ishtadlis. My people have bitochen, yeah? But Hashem to serve me, yeah? We don't call it bitochen, we call it laziness, yeah? Put a coat. To go out to the snow to believe that Hashem will send the candle, this is the bitachon. To sit in the house and to believe that Hashem will send the candle, that's nishka bitachon. Lemevinim, that's nishka bitachon. You could want the bitachon asa. But to go out to the snow, there's no one there, 12 o'clock by night. Yeah, I know that is the ishtalness and now Hashem will give me. So the Shiva said that the Olam says a vitz. It's not the answer, he said a different answer, but I want to say only the vitz mishmoy. So that the belt says, when what is the Shadik? All the stones were fighting, so Hashem made one nest. So all the stones became one stone. So the Shadik says, why did it become a pillow? He says, when you fight, Hashem doesn't make it a pillow, it stays stones. People are fighting, when the stones are fighting, a pillow can't come out of it. Even if everyone wants, Ole Yaniach Tzadik Roishoy, aber as Mishlok Tzach, si bleibt da stehen. The belt says over a vitz. We say a vitz, we say another vitz. The belt says that once, so Hashem made a nest and all the stones became one stone. The Bible says it was two Gdele Yisrael, one was very poor. And the other God, the Siddur of Chasim Sefer, came to visit him. Chasim Sefer was more comfortable. And he came to visit this Adam Gadol. This Adam Gadol was very poor, terribly poor, extremely poor. And he gave him the city, he had very shvachet cheers. And Chasim Sefer sat in the chair and he fell through. It's very not comfortable. The Gadlador came to his house, he gave him a chair and he fell through. So the Adam Gadol told Chasim Sefer, I'll tell you what happened. My chairs are very shvacha chairs, a lot of little holes. When the tzaddik came, all the holes said, Olay Yaniach Tzaddik. So Hashem made a nest, one big hole, and Yavena Chasim Sefer managed to go through. That's the way he made a milta de b'dichusa, you know, to take off the matzah. Mikol Mokoyim. Vayishka b'mokim mahu. Vayishka b'mokim ahu. So Rashi says he didn't sleep for 14 years. Now he slept. So the Velt asked the Kasha, maybe it's a half of it. Frank the Velt, 14 years he was sitting and learning, didn't miss a night of sleep. First night he leaves yeshiva, he already goes to sleep. So Pashas is not a Kasha because he had a simen, Shoko Chamo Bim Koimo. Yeah? He realized that Hashem wants epis.
Mitzad sheni, anochi lo yadasi. Yeah, he says he didn't realize it's a makom kodesh. If he realized that something is strange, his stomach will start to look around. Why Hashem wants him to sleep here? Yeah. This is Mistam and the Emes. The Welt says, like we said, first two things. First, Be'etzem is a minek de'echeretz. A person eats and sleeps. A person can't live without sleeping. But the 14 years of the Mesilus Nefesh, Vakomas Klal Yisrael, there you have to go more from the Derech HaTeva. In the years of the Yeshiva, the way you have to sit and learn is more from the Derech HaTeva. Not the regular derech. You have to do much more from the derech hateva. Much more from the derech hateva. But I heard a different vault from Betzion Borodyansky. I heard it from one of the guys, Yechi Kala, told me a ma'is and ma'am shtims. He said that normally Chazal say, Hanik by minak derech eretz. You eat when you eat, you sleep when you sleep. Here, Be'etzem, his father told him to go to bring a shidduch. No vaults. He went to learn. Chazal said that he was not nitva in the years that he learned. To learn instead of kibudav, you have to learn 24 hours. What Talmud Torah is doiche kibudav, it's only if you learn straight. Guy came to Yachikala, I saw him 12 o'clock by night, I asked him, why are you awake so late? He said, because the war broke. So his father told him, he's not asking to go to Yachikala. He told his father, I think in Aloha state for Talmud Torah, you don't have to listen to your father. So his father told him, you're right, but remember, that's Yisrael, you're only learning. Not going around, no gedolim, nothing, just learning. So he's not going out of his medrash. Because Talmud Torah is derech kibudav, not a visit. So a person has to know. A mekom mokim v'yishka v'mokim v'yachloim v'nisu l'mutza v'arza v'roishe magi ha'shomayim bo. והנה מלאכי אלוהיקים עולים ויורדים בו. ינסו למוצו וארצו ורואי שמגיע השמיים בו, והנה מלאכי אלוהיקים, והנה השם ניצב עלו. ויאמר אני השם אלוהי אברהם, אביכו, ועזרכו כעפר האורץ, פורצת יומו וקדמו, ושמרתיך בכל אשר תלך. ויקרץ יעקב משנוסוי, ויאמר אוכן יש השם במוקים הזה ונוכי לא ידוסי. אבל הטורים says, משנוסוי, מי משנוסוי? שמתוך שהוא יוהג יבטר ביום גם בלילה לשוחח ולא הפסיק להגויס. יעקב was thinking and learning the whole sleep. אז זה בעל הטורים says, ואיקץ יעקב משנוסוי, מי משנוסוי? ויאמר אוכל ישם ומקם הזה ונוכי לא יודעתי. רשי says, אילו יודעתי, לא ישנתי. אילו יודעתי, לא ישנתי. עיר הוויום המנוירו המוקים הזה אין זה קים בייס אלוקים וזה שער השומיים. אז יעקב בעצם said, אילו ידעתי, if I would know that how this מוקים is קודש, I would not sleep. So the Gemara says, it's a message. That Yaakov Avinu, be'etzem, the Chazal say, he got till Choron. Vayetze Yaakov Yishema vayele Chorono. So what happened? Vayifga b'mokoyim, how he got to Haram Iriyo. So Chazal say, he got till Choron. Omar, uvarti imokoyim, shispalu avoysay velo yispalalti, yaev daite lemehedar, kofzo lo yaderech. Stam Bederach Aga, before we go into the Musav out there, I heard from before in Kiev, told me that is a chkir, what happens in the Kfitzas HaDerech? You hear and then you deer, or you fly through all the places quickly? It's Buch Sinim, it's Mashma, you fly through, yeah, the Baal Shem, the horses. Oh, but that's the Shad animal. You hear and then you deer, or you fly through? See, when I say it's a Machlek, it's Rishonim, if Yaakov had Kfitzas HaDerech also in the way to Choron, only on the way back. So he said, it's totally on them. Chazal say, Avarti mokum shispar la avoysa ve lo yispalalti. If he's here and then he's there, so what is Avarti mokum shispar la avoysa ve lo yispalalti?
So then we have to learn if it's Saderech, it's to go through all the places. Anyway, Shteit Nigmore, he came to Choron. He says, Avarti Mokim Shel Hispal, Yoav Daiti Lemeheda Kofzo Leaderech. Frek Nigmore in Chulin, so why Hashem didn't stop him? Ari, what happened? He got to Choron, he came back to Har Meriah, he wanted to carry on going. Hashem said, the tzaddik came to my house, I have to stop him. Hashem took down the sun, the world changed, and Yaakov will go to sleep here. We shouldn't think. So if the world changed that Yaakov will sleep here, because we want that Yaakov will have a nevuah, the whole nevuah, Malach Elokim Elu Yodim, so why Hashem didn't stop him the first time? And in the second time, he also didn't know to go to sleep there. He went to Choron, he came back to David, Hashem locked the door, locked him in. Frek de Gimore, my time Elo Yaakve, why Hashem didn't stop him in the beginning? Zok de Gimore Raboisai, Iu lo yoev daite le meedar. Anon maak vinen lei, he didn't have in mind to stop, we will stop him. Listen. A person is waiting for him in the Shemaim, a present, a nevuah of Yaakov Avinu. He's the obvious number three. He's about to metaken Ma'ariv. Everything happened. Vayivga b'moke ma'u. This is Tfilas Ma'ariv. Everything is planned. Everything is planned. But Yaakov didn't stop. He didn't have the Yisarusa deletosa. Hashem didn't give him the Yisarusa deleila. A guy sometimes thinks who I am. I'm a nobody, American boy, maybe. Shas Bavli, Hashem wants to give you. Hashem wants to make you the next God Lador. The package is ready. Aber iu lo yoiv daitei. He didn't decide to try to do it. He's not planning to learn Shabbos 20 hours. Eat here and eat there and eat here and eat there. We will give him Yaakov Avinu. He already reached Lava. And not only that, don't think that then he decided to become the God Lador. He decided to daven in Har Meriah because his parents davened there. That bit was enough to give him the whole package. Not that, he decided now, he didn't go to sleep there. He went there to daven. He made the right step. You never know. One little step, and the Siyata Dishmaya will come. Yaakov Bchira Oves. Everything is waiting for him. And you have to understand, we're speaking about not a nevuah, a small change. Hashem took down the sun in the middle of the day. It doesn't happen. The world changed. Something that never happens. Hashem was Meshane Mais Bereishis for this nevuah. He took Eretz Yisrael and he folded. And he put it under him. Mishulunik is not going to happen. But Yaakov needs to make the beginning. He was going here. And he's going Kibudav. And he's after 14 years of yeshiva. What do you want from him? 14 years learning, running to Mikhaim Kibudav. And he passed in this knetch of the place. And he didn't feel that he could have it. Too bad. Too bad. If a person will know, if a person will realize sometimes, noch a push, noch a tefe. You never know where it's waiting, how it will come. The sun will set in the middle of the day. The gemaras will jump out the closet towards you. Meshuna dekisyata nishmaya could come. Shalai baderech hateva. Shalai baderech hateva. Aber iu lo yoiv daitei. If he doesn't do the first move, if he doesn't try, no chance. Vayiro Yaakov nena lemoyri mieleki mimoni vishmorani baderich venosan li lechem lechel ubeged lilboish vishavti visholem el beisovi. What is lechem lechel ubeged lilboish? What he's asking, Hashem, give me bread to eat. We call it bread and butter, yeah? So the Chafetz Chaim says, Shizuy bekoshas atzadikim only for what they need. Chafetz Chaim had like masnefesh when the family made a floor from wood in his house. He told his kids, why are you stealing my Gan Eden? Why are you stealing my Gan Eden? And this hotel, the prices are very, very expensive. For one roll, you pay millions. Miskerov said a briskevot. If you would say, v'nosan li lechem, u'beged, lechem could be a kezayis, beged could be gimel al gimel. So he said, lechem lechoil, beged lilbosh. Because if he says, Hashem, I want the lechem, and I want a beged, lechem could be kezayis, beged could be gimel al gimel etzbos. So maybe yes, v'lechem lechoil, beged lilbosh. V'shavti b'sholim el beisovi. So it's interesting in Maharsho. More in the end of Baruch says, "Anifrad mechaveiro yoimar loy lech lesholim, ve'al yoimar lech besholim." Everyone now, but in Baruch says, everyone did the fayoyim. Shabbos, so people are falling behind. But anifrad mechaveiro al yoimar loy lech lesholim, yoimar loy lech lesholim, ve'al yoimar lech besholim. Shari David shomar leavsholim lech besholim. Halach v'nitlo. Shmuel shomar lech l'sholim, malach v'olah l'gdulo. Fri v'marsho in chidush ha'agodes, Sahar Yaakov says, v'shavti b'sholim l'beisovim. He had to say, v'shavti l'sholim l'beisovim. So marsho in chidush ha'agodes says, why to a chai you say lech l'sholim? And b'sholim means a dead. L'sholim means go and grow. Be means like you are. Noilum emes, you stay. You can't grow noilum emes. In this world, you can grow. So to a live person, you say lech leshalem. So when you take beshalem, Yaakov knew by Laban he's not going to grow. He's just asking, but not to go down. So mele he said b'shafti b'shalem. Vayisro Yaakov raglo vayelech arzov nekedem. ויער בער בסוד ויני שם שלוש עד רצון רויפצים עליו כי מן הבאר ישקו האדורים ואבן גדול על פי הבאר ונס ושום כל האדורים וגודל וסרבן ויאמרו להם יעקב אחי מאין אתם ויאמרו להם הידעתם אסלובון ויאמרו יודענו שולם והנה רוכל בו עם הצוין ויאמר הנה עד היום גודל לא יישא אספה המקמה ישקו הצוינו לכו ראו ויאמרו להם נוכל till everyone will come וגודל וסרבן. Before Shem explained, Yaakov sees that they're sitting there. He tells the Nura Boisai, why are you sitting here? It's a long day yet. It's not night yet. He tells him, yeah, it's a big rock. We can't move it. And then the Medaba, Verochel Boi Matzoin, Vayegashiro Yaakov Yisrochel Baslovon, Vayigash Yaakov Vayogel Esoeven Malpi Abayer. He moved it. So before we see the pasuk, so the Mefoshim say Pshat. You come to a place, you see hundreds of shepherds sitting here. They tell them, listen, you know, it's not night, you can get it, please go. So they say, yeah, but it's a big rock. What Yaakov taught? Why are they sitting here? They don't know what to do. Let them test. Why are you sitting here? You know, Amazon, you come to Bismedish, you see some guys, they're not here, but you see the bad guys, they're not here, but whatever. Sitting outside and schmoozing. So you tell them, it's not night now. For sure it's not night, it's 12 o'clock in the morning. You can ask them, why are you schmoozing? Why Yaakov comes over to all the shepherds? He says, Rabbi says, it's not night. So yeah, we know, it's a big rock. What is kind of conversation is this? Zogin Mefoshim, he taught that they think that it's night. Why? Because yesterday the sun went down in the middle of the day. So Mistam and the world changed. And from now, so Rabbi says, I know the story with the sun. It was yesterday. Rabbi says, the sun is not going to settle. So they tell them, we also know that this was one time story. But it's a story with Iraq. When he really thought that the reason they're not moving away, Lashon HaPasuk. Vayim Elohim, hey, no day I'm God. Rashi Stolzen, Rashi Znoch Abshat. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz had a shmuz here. Well, Mordechai Ezrachi, when he was masked in yeshiva, there was a yeshiva zatzal 2 weeks ago, he used the word of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. There's a huge rock, and no one could move the rock. So they can't give water. Yaakov Avinu goes, and he moves over the rock. And Rashi says, "Vayogol es ha'even me'al pi ha'be'er, ke'odom shemavir es ha'pkak me'al pi ha'tzloichis." Not hard, just with a little pinky. It's bunk. Ke'odom ha'mavir pkak, it's a little cover. Doesn't mean a beer bottle that is hard. It means an easy one, yeah? He just took it off. So Pashas, you think that Yaakov was such a strong guy. Massive stone guy, yeah? 20 guys can't move the stone. And Yaakov comes. First of all, he said, can it be? If that is the story, that Yaakov is so strong, why he didn't move the rock right away to help these guys? Oh, it's so hard for you? Okay, take water. Be a nice guy. Yeah? Why he has to wait that his niece comes to do it? What, to show her that he's strong? What is the idea? I'll be more for that. We say in Tfilas Geshem. You have a sitter here? Papa Shakech. Say in Tfilas Geshem. I just said it. Today is the first day that you could be relaxed in the Saint Alumoto. Ches Kislev, yeah, the 30 days passed. So if you're not sure if you're daven, Ches Kislev is the day. Schoir Toan Makloi Veovar Yarden Maim. It's Yanke. Yichad Leiv Vigal Even Mipi Be'er Maim. Kenevak Loisar Bolul Meishu Mimaim. This is Sori Shal Esav, next parsha. Lochen Yiftachto Yisimo Yboishu Vamayim. Vavur Yaltim No Mayim. It's the fifth one. Schoir Toan Makloi Veovar Yarden Mayim. And the way this way it works. We have Schoir Av Nimshach Acharecho Kamayim, it's Avrom. Merachte Keishosu Apal Gemayim. Genanto Yitzaltu Meishu Vamayim. Then we have Yitzchok. Schoir Anoila Dipsur As Yukach No Mayat Mayim. It's Yitzchok. And now it's Yaakov. Schor toan makloi ve'ovar yarden mayim. Yichad leiv ve'gal even mipi be'er mayim chayim. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was medayek. What is yichad leiv ve'gal even mipi mayim? He was not a strong person. But he uses koiches to turn it. A person has koiches. Reb Chaim said, and we can't say these things ourselves. Not the pshat that the older generations were smarter from us. They were not. It's hard to believe it, but they were not. They used 100% from the koichas. We used 2-3%. If we will use the koiches that we have, so the Meister Reb Zalman said on Freshel the Becker, there was a person, there was a fire in the city. The whole city was burning. That day it was the houses from wood. One fire, 10 buildings, bigger fire, 30. The whole Freshel the Becker was a guy made from bones and skin. Mamish, Golish. There was a fire in his house. And they saw him going out with two big people in his hands. They asked the Feshel the Becker, how you could carry them? He said, but there's a fire. A person has koichas. Rashi says it 2 psukim ago. Vayiso Yaakov raglo vayelech. Mishlispaso psuratoivo shuftach b'shmiro noso libo yes raglov v'naaselo ikalo leches. Rashi perik choftes pasukamo. Nosa libo yesraglov, v'naaseloikal, yichad leiv, Vayigal be'er mipimayim. Person has, he was saying it in his words, he has warehouse, he said he has packages, machsanim, we call it, he had warehouses full with energy, a person has. Boxes of it. He doesn't know how to use it. The obvious HaKadoshim knew how to use it. Yichad leiv vayigal even mipi be'er. This was Yaakov. Vayisor raglov came and shenizbaser. It became easy for him to go. Pesuk is mamshich. Yaakov comes. Lelovon shtei bonoi shemachas leo v'shemaktano rochel. Ve'ein leo rakois ve'rochel oisu yifas toyer v'yifas mare. Ve'ehev Yaakov is rochel. So, brought down one of the sheets, they bring down, I think, when it's Fasenes. So, like, when you read the Pasuk, it sounds like Yochel, you know, Leah didn't have nice eyes, Rochel had nice eyes, and Yaakov goes for Rochel. So, he says that Chazal Rashi said that why Leah was crying, because she knew she has to be given to Esau. She didn't want to marry Esau, so she was crying. So, he said, Yaakov said, if you will marry Leah, so Rochel will be given to Esau. But if he will marry Rochel, Esav will not take Leah. Because they're near Rakos. So the Mele, he took Rochel first. As Eben Ezra, I just want to say over without explaining. He says like this. Rakos kemashmoy. V'yesh shoyalim lo mohoyokem. V'avu shechoshu machshev es Hashem kemachshavto. Ben Ephraim Omar, he brings down from a sefer Ben Ephraim, Shu Choser Aleph. Eine Leo Rakois, it's Choser Aleph. You have to add the Aleph before the word Rakois. So what it comes out? Veine Leo Arukois, she had Chinese eyes. Because Rakois is very hard, what it means she had soft eyes. Ben Ephraim Omar, Shu Choser Aleph. V'tamoy arukois. The Ben Ezra says one comment. V'hu choser aleph. Take off from Ben Ephraim. Take off aleph. Ben Purim. So the Ben Ephraim, son of a cow, for saying such a pshat. V'Ben Ephraim oimer shu choser aleph. V'tamoy arukois. V'hu oy choser aleph. It's like the Ben Ezra, the Ben Ephraim is missing Aleph. Take out the Aleph from the Ben Ephraim, and you'll be left. The point, the Mechor against the Pshat from the Ben Ezra. Pasuk is Mamshich. After six kids, she had a bas vatikro shmo dino. What is ve'achar yoldo bas vatikro shmo dino? Rashi brings down the medrash. Why she was called dino? She dono din be'atzmo. She said, we know that Yaakov is about to have 12 shvatim. I have six. Every one of the amohos, the shvachos, have two. Rochel has one. 11. If I will have another son, so I will have 7. Rochel will be one less from the shvachos. She davened to Hashem, and inside the stomach, Dino turned from a boy to become a girl. The Gemara in Brochus. Pirush Rabbi Seinu, Shedono leo din be'atzmo. Im ze zocho leiti erochel achoisi ke'achas ha'shvochis. Yispale le'olo ve'nefach le'nekeim. So I heard once, I had a cousin, Bianca Mekritz, the gewaltig gewalt. So what is the godless of Dina? Of Leia. That she wanted to have boys. We see that the Emoris was so busy to have the sheaf take over. We don't know what it means. And she gave up on one kid, that her sister will not be less. So I would call the girl Vito. Why Dina? The godless is that she was mevater on a boy and to have a girl for her sister. So the right name had to be Vito. Not Dina. So you tell me, it's not a common name. If there would be named Vito, Dina would not be a common name. Yeah? Dina is a common name because she had Dina. Yeah? Vito would be the famous name, and Dina, no one will have such a name. It's not an answer. So he said, Gival be Gival. Listen, this is so emes. It's not a chokhmah to be a mevata. Someone comes over to you, listen, the guy near you is about to die. You know, he needs like, in 2 hours he's dying. You must have to give him a bit of place. Avada. So I tell you, listen, this bacher, mamish, no one spoke to him from the beginning of Zman. His mom is going to be depressed. He tried to jump off the roof. You must have to invite you for a Shabbos meal. For sure, yeah? So the guy doesn't have a chavrusa. His parents don't want him to come to yeshiva. You know, his mom is Mesil Snefesh. He came. He's 20 years in college. You must have to live with him. Avada. So why you don't nicely to everyone else? Because you don't think what they're passing, right? If someone comes up to you, you know, this guy Nebuch and his chast and no one is there, you're asking to dance Bismorgan, yeah? But your roommate, you try to shtech him Bismorgan, right? But if you tell him, Leo and Rochel, two imoes akdoishas. Rochel was mevata the simonim for Leo. Two imoes akdoishas. But they want shvish shifteka. We don't know what it means. So even though Rochel was mevatel for Leah, you don't understand. Leah comes to a conclusion to her cheshbon, my sister will be embarrassed. From that moment to mevatel, what? For sure, imoy is akdoshes. If they're not mevatel, who is mevatel? But the chokhmah is to realize it. Sometimes you want your parents, especially if you're married, you'll realize it. You want your parents to come for you for Shabbos, not to your brother, not to your sister. They're staying too much by them, they're spending so much time with them. If you would know what they're passing, what they're having, why my parents, why my brother this, you know what your brother is passing? Oh, yeah. Why the Rebbe is nice, you know what that guy is passing? The problem is we don't think about it. After you think about it, you think about the other person, everyone is nice. No one is an animal. The koyach, the godless of Leah was Dino. Shedono din be'atzmo. This was the godless of Leah. The godless of Leah was Dino. Shedino din be'atzmo. The godless was not Vitro. When you realize you're hurting the other person, you're hurting your parents, you're hurting your rabbi, I'll never do it. But I don't think about it sometimes. A person doesn't think about these things sometimes. The godless is to think. The godless is not the veto. The godless is to think. So maybe one more little thing, it's really late. It says, when Yaakov comes and he meets Rochel, here I'll say it's a vote that I saw. I saw it's one of the new notes that they give out. I saw a vote from the Ger Rebbe. They asked the Ger Rebbe, I think it was the Lev Simcha, or the Pnei Menachem, I think. When he was 7 years old, Yaakov Avinu saw this Sula Mutzov Alza Veroyshe Magia Hashemayimu. Why didn't climb on the ladder? So he answered, it was a dream. So they told him, yeah, but why he didn't dream that he climbs up? So it says, Vehine Hashem nitzav alav. If Hashem is here, there's no reason to climb up. There's no even start to go up. Chochma is to be near the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chochma is to be near the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mele, the Turim brings down, Vehine Yisula Mutzav Arza V'Roishe Magia Shomaimo Isa B'Bereish Yisrabo Mishe Mutal Arza Soifo Yishe Yagia Shomaimo. If you decide to work and you decide to grow, even if you mutal arza, don't worry. Soifo Yagia Shomaimo Bez Hashem will have a good chance. I don't know who picked this up in the house.